Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us on the Trocare College live line, KRLD radio reporter Chris Fox from Texas says, Chris, we're hearing more stories of heroism out of Central Texas, survivors telling their story, and not just their stories, but the stories of people who worked so hard to save others. I mean, it is quite incredible, some of the stories we're hearing, Chris.
Kerrville police officers up in Hunt, that was a gist of the main gist of the press conference yesterday. It was some of the stories of the officers in Kerrville Police Department officers who live up in Hutt, who were trapped where they lived. It had become somewhat of an island because of the floods, and they were still able to evacuate 200 people from homes and cars. And it's just incredible heroism coming from it. That was literally the story. It was a story of tragedy, and it's a story of heroism. And it's the inspiring stories that kind of keep people going from yesterday to today, because the number of 170 remaining missing was a gut punch, because we had been kind of led to believe all along this entire week that that number was closer. At times it was 20s, and then it was kind of danced out there that around 45, and then to find out 161 and now 170, it was just one of the gentlemen I spoke to from Kerrville was saying to me that, boy, this isn't going to be over in days. And it's kind of a nightmare that everyone wakes up to every day.
I mean, today is day 7 of recovery, and as you said, 170 still unaccounted for. Do they think that they will eventually find everybody?
Well, the governor has been steadfast on that, and that is the whenever asked questions about blame, they always quickly go to the here's job one right now, not pointing the finger. It's finding everybody, and so it's interesting to see how they're looking too. I for a while. And Tuesday, watching Equisearch, those are the guys on horseback, and getting off, and they have these long 5-6 foot rods, metal rods, and then they just shove it into the dirt until they hit something, and then they wave, and people bring over shovels, and they start, and that's how they're literally looking for RVs or cars or anywhere where bodies can be that are easy to find, because, and have you seen any of the debris? It's just so tightly compacted, and there's so much of it that it's so difficult to go through. And so, yeah, this is going to be a painstaking process. And we're also talking about 60, 65 miles of river. And so, yeah, this is going to be a long process. And it's just a daily reminder. There was a vigil last night at Tybee High School football field. And all I kept thinking was, the only reason why I'd ever heard of the Tybee High School football field was that's where Johnny Manziel played high school football. Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of, now it's the whole town comes together there to pray. And so it's just so unbelievably painful on a daily basis. And people go down to the river. One of the things that the local officials are asking is, please, no sightseers. Don't come down to look. There's a bluff in downtown Kerrville, so people have been going to that. And it literally has the exact feel of going to a church or a memorial. People stand there and kind of say quiet prayers.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
you know, all this is happening, and you mentioned they're asking people not to go and sightsee for obvious reasons, but also because it would still be dangerous. There's still a danger in doing this search, isn't there?
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, this is, the danger now isn't the water per se. It's everything in it left in its path, and it's amazing to see the path of destruction. Standing there with a couple yesterday that had been out of town the entire weekend, and they're up in Alaska. They just returned to Kerrville, and they came to the bluff, and the husband said to me that so this is where we go to watch when we had the little minor floods, and he's saying I've never seen anything remotely close to this, and it's amazing how often people have said unfathomable. It's hard to believe. You see, one of the things that he pointed out was you could see on one of the cypress trees how high the water was. And he said, you can't even picture it. You can see where it was, but you can't in your mind picture water that high. And it's just, it's people in the area just reliving it every single day. It is now their new normal. People who used to, one of the neighbor gentlemen in Center Point. And Center Point is just about 12 miles downriver, and that's where a lot of the volunteer work is being coordinated through the Center Point Fire Department, Volunteer Fire Department. And I met a gentleman in that area. He said the fire department is so overwhelmed with volunteers and trying to corner that area that they asked me to coordinate the donations in a staging site. So they're using Center Point School, the old gym, and they're now serving 30-mile area of first responders with water. It's amazing to see how much is coming in and going out from this one tiny location in this one tiny town that you can only get to by two-lane roads that are packed because everyone in Texas who has a front loader or a skid steer in a pickup truck is driving down to try and help.
I mean,
it's just something to see. It's a positive. It's reaffirming at times, but at other times, then you are reminded of why we're all here, and it's just that just becomes overwhelming again.
Yeah, the worst, and then it's the best as you see people come together. And here a week ago, nobody knew. Nobody had any idea what was happening.
Well, a week ago, and this is a huge area for tourism. In the summer, it's one of the most beautiful areas of Texas by far. The rest of most of the state is flat as a pancake or desert, and so hill country is beautiful. And so it is a big draw. Obviously, we're seeing now how big for campers, for RVs, because it is. It's just beautiful, and to look at it now, it's just. Somebody said yesterday at the bluff in Kerrville that it looks like just a huge battering ram just worked its way all the way 65, 70 miles down the river, smashing everything in its path. It's also hard to believe that, there are about five spillway dams all along in the area. And to think that cars and people and RVs were flying over all five, they weren't stopped anywhere. They ended up 25 miles down the river. It's just hard to believe.
Well, Chris, we thank you so much for joining us and helping paint the picture of what's going on there, which is really, as you mentioned, unbelievable to see, and seeing some of the videos now of how fast that water was rising just less than a week ago. Chris Fox with KRLD. Reporting from Texas.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.